Well, I'm going to start this one out a little bit different. I know that there are gun owners in America who vote Democrat. I don't understand it, but I get it. And the Democrat National Convention is ongoing as we speak. In fact, yesterday, there was a lot of speeches. They pushed off Bobo Biden until midnight as like the ultimate insult to him, made him stay up late. Their platform is out. The Democrat National platform is out, and I'm gonna show you the gun control that they put in it, that they swear they will do. And remember, Kamala has said last election that in the first 100 days, if Congress doesn't act, she will force gun control by executive action and executive order. Now, I don't follow executive actions or executive orders. Take that as you will. But before I jump into this platform and show you it in black and white and try to let Democrats understand, stop voting for tyranny, stop voting for the ass clowns who are looking to strip your rights, ignore your feelings for a little bit, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's CMMG. Now, I have a few CMMG rifles that I bought with my own money, and I want to show you my favorite. This is the Descent Mark 47, which I still call the Mutant. This is in their Midnight Bronze, which is a good thing about CMMG. They offer so many colors. Has a non-reciprocating side charger. I have my aim point on there. It does have a folder so you can store it in a smaller package. It's just a gun that just runs. Of course, they have all their zeroed hardware. It's the zeroed brake that they have. Wonderful trigger on these. This is mine. I love it, and I've taken it to two classes thus far. For those who say, Jared, you never train. Okay, but great things over there. If you happen to check them out, code GNG10 is the code to use. All right, let's jump right into it. This is the section of the new platform released by the DNC last night. We'll jump down to chapter 5 here, and this is where they're promising to strip America of their constitutionally recognized and enshrined right. We don't get this right from government. Chapter 5, protecting communities and tackling the scourge of gun violence. And real quick, as a side note, they use the term gun violence 12 times in a very short section of their platform, just to show you that they're forcing the verbiage, forcing the vocabulary. And then during one of the panels at the Gun Owners of America's Goals Convention, that came up quite a bit in one of my panels, was emotion and how they change the verbiage, and they're winning. In fact, that was Brandon Herrera who said that. They're winning in the vocabulary game. You know, people think assault weapon is an actual thing. It's not. It's totally made up. Even the Democrats can't define what it is, but people think they're bad, but don't even know what they are. Gun violence, there's no such thing. That gun will never, ever do anything to anybody all by itself. I, the person controlling it, am the one who tells it what to do. Criminals force tools to do violent things to people, not the tool. The hammers don't just hammer nails because they exist. But back to this. All Americans deserve freedom from fear, to be confident that their children will come home safely from the store or the playground, and to know that their loved one will come home safely from their shift policing the streets. Young Americans deserve a president who's fighting to keep guns out of school. Women deserve a president who has worked his whole life to end violence against women. Families deserve a president who has delivered safer neighborhoods. Under President Biden in 2023, the murder rate saw the sharpest decrease in history, and violent crime fell to one of the lowest levels in more than 50 years. He defeated the gun lobby and passed the first significant federal gun safety law in nearly 30 years. And Democrats provided funding for communities to hire more police. During Donald Trump's last year in office, murders surged by nearly 30%, the highest increase recorded in modern history. Trump tells families traumatized by gun violence to get over it and brags that he did nothing about guns. His budgets repeatedly cut law enforcement funding. Americans deserve the freedom to be safe, and America is safer today than when President Biden first took office. Gun safety. The gun violence epidemic is a scourge ripping apart our communities. It is the leading cause of death for children and teens. Mass shootings at schools, grocery stores, houses of worship, dance halls, and nightclubs, as well as daily gun violence at home and on the streets, devastate American families. President Biden has been fighting and beating the gun lobby for decades, and he's continued to do so as president. With his leadership, Congress passed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the first significant federal gun safety law in nearly 30 years. It includes the first ever federal gun trafficking and straw purchasing law, enhanced background checks for gun purchasers under the age of 21, funding to implement red flag laws, a narrowing of the boyfriend loophole to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers, and new requirements so all gun dealers now must conduct background checks no matter where or how they sell their merchandise. And the law helps schools hire and train an estimated 14,000 school-based mental health professionals, including counselors, psychologists, and social workers. President Biden also established the first ever White House Office of Gun Safety Prevention, led by Vice President Harris, and took nearly 40 gun safety executive actions, including going after dangerous ghost guns. He launched the new law enforcement strike forces within the Department of Justice to crack down on gun trafficking. While President Biden has stood up to the gun lobby, Trump is proud of doing their bidding. He stood before the NRA convention this year and said, "During my 4 years, nothing happened, and there was great pressure on me having to do with guns. We did nothing. We didn't yield." While he did nothing, gun violence spiked. Trump oversaw the largest single-year increase in murders in history, including a 35% increase in gun murders. He refused to limit the use of high-capacity magazines after a Las Vegas shooter used a dozen 100-round magazines to kill 58 people. And when confronted with horrific gun violence, he told families to get over it. Democrats will establish universal background checks, a step supported by the vast majority of Americans, including gun owners. We will once again ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. We will require safe storage for guns. Democrats will end the gun industry's immunity from liability, so gun makers can no longer escape accountability. We will pass a national red flag law to prevent tragedies by keeping weapons out of dangerous hands. We will increase funding to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms for enforcement and prosecution, and to the Federal Bureau of Investigation for firearm background checks. And because the gun violence epidemic is a public health crisis, we will fund gun violence research across the Centers for Disease Control and National Institutes of Health, as well as community violence interventions. All right, so if you're following along, there's a bunch of bold-faced lies in there. They're not supportive of law enforcement. They actually did the defund police movement, kicking off riots. Remember that? They were mostly peaceful, though, as things burned. Guns are not the number one death or cause of death for kids and teens. It's not. It's a lie. It's accidents. When you add in the ages of adults, 18, 19-year-olds, there's a large thing called, like, gangs, and they include those criminal acts, those violent crimes by criminals, they include those as children. They also said that crime has dropped drastically. Well, that's because most major city police departments refuse to submit their crime stats so that it would look like this for the Democrats this year. One of the biggest lies is that Americans have the right to be free from fear. The frick? No, you don't. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the world will be unicorns and rainbows and you'll be wrapped in bubble wrap and nothing will ever happen to you, Sally. I would rather have dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery each and every single day of the Republic. That's another huge lie. You don't have the right to safety. You don't. You ensure your own safety. The founders ensure their own safety, which is one of the reasons the Second Amendment even exists. One thing I've been saying the last couple of weeks is when they tell you who they are, believe them. They're telling you what they're going to do to the Second Amendment. They're telling you that we the people, the hardworking Americans who do everything we can just to provide for our families, those of us who have difficulty right now during this crazy economy that we're in, caused by Joe Biden's actions on day one of his presidency. We are struggling to pay for groceries. We're struggling to pay bills. We are struggling to feed our children each and every day. We go off and work at jobs maybe we don't even like because the good jobs are just not a thing right now. We do that sometimes, oftentimes, in areas that are not safe. Crime is high because of Democrat policies where they go easy on criminals. They slap them on the wrist after committing serious violent crimes and tell them to go right back out there because cash bail is bad. And they go right out and reoffend. They're creating a strong environment for criminals, a safe environment for them, because they're not being held accountable, all while taking away the tool that our forefathers made sure you had to keep yourself safe from those predators, and they're doing it in the name of safety. They're using emotion to make you give up your rights. I will not give up my rights. I want people to think of this. The average police response time in this country is about 12 to 14 minutes, depending on where you live and how big your city or town is, okay? Or your county. What can a bad guy do in 14 minutes before help even shows up? Never mind, take action. What can happen to your children in 14 minutes when a violent criminal is preying on them? I choose to be able to stop that threat immediately. And that is why I advocate for the Second Amendment. Guys and gals, I hope this helped you a little bit. If you're a Democrat, that's okay. That's okay. But if you love the Second Amendment and you use them to keep yourself free from predators, keep yourself safe, then by golly, stop voting for the people who are telling you, I'm taking that away from you. Guys and gals, I love each and every single one of you. Be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. Have a good one. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.